I'm Stuart McIntosh with the BBC News. Hello. The campaign group Amnesty International has accused the government in Myanmar of attempting to remake the state of Rakhine after forcing hundreds of thousands of Rohingya Muslims to flee. It said Burmese soldiers were making way for military bases and settlements for non-Rohingya ethnic groups. And Barasan Etirajan has the details.
Amnesty International describes the alleged developments in Myanmar's Rakhine state as a military land grab on a dramatic scale. It says new roads and structures are being built over burned Rohingya villages and land, making it even less likely for refugees to return to their homes. The group says it's seriously concerned that the Burmese authorities are destroying evidence of crimes against the Rohingya.
Myanmar's government has not yet responded to the Amnesty report. The BBC is making an unprecedented request to the United Nations to protect the rights of journalists from its Persian service and their families. The corporation is launching its appeal at the UN Human Rights Council in Geneva. It's due to begin discussion today of an official report which details how the families of BBC staff in Iran are subjected to arrest, detention and travel bans. So far, the authorities in Tehran have declined all requests to comment publicly. Parties on the right have gained most of the votes in Colombia's congressional elections, but conservatives opposed to a peace deal with former FARC rebels have fallen short of an outright majority. In its first electoral test as a left-wing party, the FARC took only a small fraction of the votes cast. Here's Katie Watson.
I don't think these results come as a huge surprise. I mean, the results are almost in, more than 90%, and it shows that FARC have less than 1% of the vote in both the lower and the upper house of Congress. So, you know, they're pretty poor. I think what it just confirms is that these political newcomers are political nobodies at the moment, that despite the fact that this was a historic vote, that it was the first time they were participating in politics, that most Colombians still feel very uneasy with these former fighters now standing for office.
World News from the BBC.